Okay. So we're holding in Siman Reish Mem Ches Sif Aleph. Mishnah Berurah said cut in hay. So we say that it has to be, you cannot be maflig within the 3 days right before Shabbos. Wooden cut him yomtiv. Yomtiv Shabbos shoven. Rechem yomtiv sheni ein mafligin. So you have to give the 3 day gap before yomtiv. So if yomtiv's going to fall out on a Wednesday, so Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is not an option in that situation. You'd have to wait till the following week. And you cannot start on Yom Tov, or even Yom Tov Sheni. Can't be maflig on Yom Tov Sheni. So then the Rama said that before 3 days it's mutter, even in a situation where the boat is being pulled by the towpath, when the animals with the towpath. I feel it was seen in Rosh Lemmer. The Lord name of the Domi of the Halicha Bekorim, the Osir Elisa Beshabbos. The Miyasha Bekorim, Kadim Shashiyamim. A person sitting in a wagon before Shabbos doesn't give him a heter to continue to sit in the wagon on Shabbos. So this boat is like a wagon. It's being pulled by a towpath, etc. So it's maybe just the same thing as that. So we're saying that's mutter. And this punkt, this case we're talking about over here, there's no requirement of 3 days. So in that situation, once it's on a river or on a canal, example she gave, so then even less than 3 days. If it's on a yam, there's a requirement of 3 days. The fact that you have an animal pulling along the bank of a yam, that has a 3 day requirement. But the example of a canal, I said that incorrectly yesterday. In case of a canal, even less than 3 days, it's motor. And even if the water doesn't have a sar tzvachim, so what's the kiddush of that? Mishav Rezayin. The Habamina, the Osim Mishav Tchumen. I could have argued that there's a tchum problem. Kamash on the low. So the Kamash on the, we're not worried about tchum. Now, why is that? I mean, there is a tchum problem. And the Kim in the Hiskol, it cut him Shashiyamim, Kamash Akosel the Kameh. The answer is because you started early enough to make it, that's not a problem. And, Philomachim Shitzarach Yisrael, even the Yisrael can have to do Malachim. A town Kamash Akosel the Malach, the Shashiyam, Kamash Shabbos, Shechem, the Shabbos Haboah. The 3 days right before Shabbos are part of the coming Shabbos. Chalav the Hizar Shalayam LeDechel Shabbos. Therefore, he has a responsibility not to put himself in a situation which is going to cause Chalav Shabbos. Because Yotze Besechas Manazeh Rekilu Master LeChalav Shabbos. So a person is going to start the process of traveling during those 3 days. It's like he's actively setting up himself up for a situation of Chalav Shabbos. But the first 2 days of the week belongs to the previous Shabbos. Once he started Beheter, he's not afraid to, when Shabbos comes, say, I have to get out. And then if a Sekana comes, and Bekuch Nefesh kicks in, he can't kill him. And we'll talk about this more.
What should you say?
Ein kan chilul. Okay. And
so
he said,
so in other words, it would always be usher to go on a 7 day trip. Even a 6 day trip. Well, 6 day trip, you get to Friday.
Well, theoretically, if you would have a situation where you believe there's going to be potential Shabbos problems, correct? Either with chum or Chilul Shabbos, whatever it's going to be.
No, but we're not saying that Dafka, the 3 days before, there's going to be a Shabbos problem. We're saying it might be.
Right.
So 6 days, 7 days before, it might be also.
Correct. That's what we're saying, but it's the mutter, since you started 3 days beforehand, more than 3 days beforehand.
Right, that we're assuming the trip is maybe fewer than 3 days, right?
No. We're saying, you know, you're going to be traveling on Shabbos. But the point is, since you have no responsibility, you're allowed to start traveling. Let's leave Shabbos out of it. Let's say the problem will be Yom Tov. It's Yom Tov 2 months from now. I'm not traveling now. If I'm still traveling Yom Tov, I'll worry about it then. I have to be Chalom and Mechal. Right? But so, as far as we're concerned, the sheet is whole. If you started more than 3 days before Shabbos, you're starting on a different planet. When Shabbos comes, you'll worry about it. If you have to be mechal, you'll be mechal.
So why don't we have the same rationale 3 days before?
Because that's when you have an achraya. Since 3 days before is considered the introduction to Shabbos, so you're actively setting yourself up for chilul on Shabbos.
Mm-hmm. Plus the fact we also said that people get seasick usually get adjusted, supposedly
right,
get adjusted
that's right.
after 3 days, or they can't stand the smell of the salt. But that said that before.
Right, that's another.
I'm not making this.
That's a second. That's a separate.
Basically, if it was salt water,
right.
That's a separate, I don't know. I can't imagine. To me, I get seasick if I look at a boat. So I can't even imagine that after 3 days it goes away. But
no, same with the.
I've heard from people who have gone on boats that they were sick for weeks. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure it always works that way.
Okay. So then he says, even though you're going to need to do malachim on Shabbos, come to still mutter. Let lasa d'charkach. Kano deimol limloya machma zem ileishe besina kimen shu karim shashyom. Even though you know when Shabbos comes you need to do malachim, you're not mechayiv not to get on the boat as long as you get on the boat 3 days, more than 3 days beforehand. V'chamokam kol mashi yuchol lasa shal yistar pa'atsa l'chalas ha-shabbos kano yale yen yehudi kudayim ha-pshita mechayiv lasa's ken. I mean, we do have responsibility to try and limit your chilul Shabbos. If you have an option of having the goy do the work on Shabbos instead of the Jew, he should do so. Okay. Now, if it's a type of a thing which it travels less than a day, so you can leave that morning. But it was a good size travel. It was a full day's worth of travel. So you can leave first thing in the morning, because you'll get there before Shabbos. If you wait till later in the day, you're not going to get there before Shabbos. So that's the same thing as setting up the travel on Shabbos in a boat. And however, it's mutter because it's possible to get there before Shabbos. So the Kiddush over here is, even though you're not guaranteed that you're going to get there in time, and it's possible that you will not get there in time, but since it's possible, significantly possible, you're allowed to assume that things will work out, and you're allowed to go at that point in time. Okay. Now, what you're going to see later on, it's in Reish Memtes, that there's another issue, which is that Chazal in general limited a person's travel on Erev Shabbos because they didn't have communications. So imagine that there. So Reuven's going from city A to city B. He rolls into city B right before Shabbos. So people said, "It's wonderful. I have nothing no food for you. I didn't know you were coming." So we're worried about potentially a problem of being my Erev Shabbos, because people did not have phenomenal amounts of food available just to prepare very quickly, so they would need time. So you have to leave early, and you have to leave yourself enough time after your arrival that they can have time to prepare food. So that's a local later on in Reish Memtes. So even we're not worried about the Chilul Shabbos problem on Shabbos, because you'll get there before Shabbos. Yeah, but you can get there before Shabbos, not necessarily with plenty of time to spare. You get there before Shabbos, right before Shabbos. L'chara, you'd have to add over here. Now, there is a din over there. There's a sheet which holds that if you bring food with you, so then it's not a problem, because you'll get there when you have your food. So maybe the kids are told you brought food with you. So
called ahead
and knew
you're coming, right?
Well, nowadays they call ahead, they didn't really have that out, their cell phone, they didn't have that type of reception yet.
What's a tow?
POW,
getting rid of your landline. Yeah.
Okay, not T-O-E, T-O-W, to tow the boat. Okay, sit base. All the Mefligim has seen a pocket of Mashash Yam and Karim Shabbos. Tamash Shemonik Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says the main reason, like the Rishabur pointed out, the Shulchan Aruch follows the main problem is the problem of the Rif. on a Shabbos, shekol shlosha yomim harishonim yesh lahem tzara bilbul. The first 3 days, the person gets on a boat, he needs time to acclimate to the travel. So this only applies, the main issue was people traveling on the high seas, on the salty lakes, seas, oceans. But when they travel on the freshwater rivers, that we don't find the same type of a problem. So therefore, the Erev Shabbos is mutter. What about, so there's no oiling Shabbos problem, fine. What about Tchum? So we don't know that there's a Tchum issue. So if you don't know, you can be making an assumption it's not a Tchum issue. Probably from the bottom of the boat to the river bottom is more than 10 Tvachim. If you know that it's not, but if you know that from the bottom of the boat to the bottom of the river, the river bottom is going to be less than 10 tvachim, so then it's considered like you're traveling on the river bottom, and then the beginning of Shabbos, that becomes your makom, and then you're going to have a limit of tchum when the boat goes that far. You can't go beyond that point. And the Shulchan Aruch is not the Rambam is saying that, clarifying that the Shulchan Aruch is not arguing that if you know you're going to have a chilul issue, you also have a three. So the Chavar says the main reason why you need 3 days is because of the tzar. Rivers don't have that type of tzar, therefore the mutter within 3 days, assuming there's no tchum problem and there's no malacha problem. The fact that the animals are pulling the boat, it's not problematic. It's not the same thing as traveling on a wagon on Shabbos with animals pulling you, which actually is a problem in halacha of mechamer. That
why is it no problem for the animals to pull you, the boat?
So the animals belong to the goy. So it's not. There's no chiyuv shizus behemdoy on the animal, and the person is not the one who is directing the animal, so it's not considered mechamer.
No, we're talking about a Jewish shaman. Tzar,
the onik shaman.
But pashas are not a Jewish ownership.
Yeah, so then why is it different from
Mechamer is also even by goy shabahema. Shisa behemdo is only by your animal. Mechamer is probably by goy shabahema.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing the mechamer, the goy is doing it.
Right, so why is your problem?
It's butter. We're not saying it's butter. It's not problematic, the fact that the animal is
problematic. Right, so why is the ship different? It's all by God.
A ship is mutter. Ain isser. Over there it's osir.
Yeah.
You know why Koran is osir?
Yeah.
Koran is osir because there's a chashash of that goes into the xer of riding an animal. You know, you don't ride an animal on Shabbos because you might come to take up a zmur, even if you're not the one who's riding it. The riding of the Koran is considered part of the process of riding the animal.
So I'm familiar that maybe the leg will break down and come to repair it. That
would
be different from a ship having
any
problems.
No, the problem with the animal is because your person will take a switch off of a branch and make it to use it to direct the animal. So Chazal asked to ring Rechav al Asus. So they said riding on the car is the same thing as riding on the animal's back. There's no difference between the two and the law. Okay.
What's the matter with getting the tzar?
Right, because people find the first 3 days of travel on a boat, they have to get acclimated to the sea air and stuff like that. Yud Beis, the Vilarev Shabbos, Vein Tzarach Lipsuk Yimah Shishpus, then Flay Havah Shabbos Ayin Sif Gimel. So that, therefore, he says in a case where you're traveling on a river, there's no tzar, so you don't have to make this arrangement that they should stop early. Before Shabbos, But there's only that should be that there's not we're not aware of a known tchum problem. Who should loy? The kibbutz of tchum and the rabbanon who? The tchum and the yibes mil karmel on the biyamim and the harvest aimed by mishu the rice of the briako. She double the midbar. If you're tchalina the besmeik of the whole kabina the oimek. Asar tchalchim and mikar kasina the karka mayim and tchum and the mala and meyasor. So he says now we know the tchum. There's two shurim and tchum. There's a shear of 2,000 amos. That's clearly the rabbanon. There's a shear of Yubez Mil, which Rabbi Akiva holds as the rice. A person going to travel on Shabbos beyond his Mokam Shvisa, be it his city, or be it where he made his Eretz Tchumen, or be it where he's positioned at the beginning of Shabbos, if there's no city around him. He has a limit. He cannot travel beyond the rice beyond Yubez Mil from his where he is. Well, on a boat, you're going to travel more than Yubez Mil. The answer is because even though Yud Beis Mil is deraisa, but not when you're traveling on water. Because it's not done with the Digle Min Bursa. Everybody, even Rabbi Akiva agrees, there's no way to deraisa on Yud Beis Mil. See, if you pass the Rabbi Akiva, over here it's only Rabbanan. And therefore, if we don't know for sure that there's a problem, we can be Makel. We're being Makel because we have a rule in Tchum Ma'ala Me'asora. So if there's a gap of more than 10 Tvachim from the bottom of the boat, until the riverbed, the bottom of the bottom of the river, so there's no issue of tchum. So you calculate this mikarka svina from the karka svina pirish abishay shamayim amukim asor. The water is 10 tefachim deep. So the top of the boat is above 10 tefachim. Im asvina mishukas v'mayim, but the boat is submerged partially. So from the bottom of the boat to the bottom of the river is not 10 tefachim. That's a problem. Lomi boim hu yoshev b'sina lamatim yisra. He's seated like a regular rowboat, right? You're sitting on the bottom. Your mom is sitting there on the bottom, let's say. So that's for sure. So you yourself are within 10 tefachim of the riverbed in that situation. So not only that. He's sitting higher in the boat. So gam ken osur, it's osur. Kim shasina rechava arboa beniach lehiluch kavod lematadam. Because we dan that the svina is that it's if the person, even though he's seated up above, we look at the svina as a rishus. It's wide enough and it's comfortable enough to move around. So it's like you're down there in the bottom part of it. But Yeshua Tim, because Yeshua the Malam is Tvachim, and Ragul Tuya Samatim is Tvachim, Yeshua the Rain, because Shul Sarklakach. There's a Chita which disagrees and says if a person is seated above 10 Tvachim, as far as he's concerned, he's above Tchum. The fact that the boat that he's traveling in is below within 10 Tvachim, and it has a Tchum Ashul. We don't define it by the boat, we define it by the person. So he says, we can be samech on that if you need to. That's a shulchan aruch rav. Then he says, if you know that it's going to travel within 10 tefachim of the riverbed, so then also you cannot start because of tchus tchum, because of tchum problems. It has to have a hainu b'chol shlosh hayom kadam shabbos. So again, this goes back to if you travel again in the week, even though you know you're going to have a tchum problem, it's mutter. But within the 3 days beforehand, which are being makel on the river, because we're not worried about tsar, but you do have a problem with tchum. If not all the river is that shallow, so you're allowed to assume that's not a problem. If you know you're going to get to that point, which is shallow, and that point is going to pass within 10 tefachim of the riverbed, at that moment you will get a din of tchum. So even though it happened at the beginning of Shabbos, half the middle of Shabbos, but if from that point onwards you're going to continue to travel beyond the tchum, so that would be a problem if you start within 3 days before Shabbos. And the Ramah added, and you, the heter of the river, since there's no problem of oinig, also assumes that you're not, you know, you have, you do not foresee having a chilul Shabbos issue. Love the malacha, feel the malacha d'rabbanan, even a malacha d'rabbanan. If you know that's going to happen, you cannot start within 3 days before Shabbos. You have to be machmer. You cannot be the kolus bava shoshi yom hatam. Yurkes. And he said, there's no problem, the fact the animal is schlepping the boat. It's not like riding in a wagon. It is from Masha Babahim Sulam, Yimlohoya Israhir. So we don't have a problem of Tkum, we don't have a problem of Malacha, it's on the river, so we don't have a problem of Oinig. Given Horus and Noivim Ulamala Mesar, it's above 10, the rivers are moving. The Jew has no work he has to do over there. So, ein lesser lisa besvina heicha shebeimus moshkus asvina. We're not going to prohibit him because of the animal schlepping it. The adoyma kilo yoshe bekarna behemah meshechus asadachzer, arguing that it should be like traveling on a car, on a wagon, which that is asur. So that's not true. Lormin and haka, we don't say so. The hosam atam shema yaptuk zmara lahiga. Over there, there's a gzera, a person will pull off a branch to use it to direct the animal. And that argument, avol hocha behemus hochas berochet mimenu, balken and mutafil shlosh yamim. The nature of the relationship between a wagon and the animal and the boat and the animal is quite different. The boat, the animal is, it's way out there on the side of the river. The nature of the animal, even if you're riding in a wagon, you're seated close to the animal, and you can direct the animal from there, you might come to pull off the branch to do that. So let's hold it here.